I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three. If you missed any portions of hours one or two, you can pick them up at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. They will be available on podcast in the listen section of the program. David Shostokas, our constitutional originalist, and we went through a variety of things, including breaking down the Mike Lindell situation and what happened there, Tina Peters, and what that is all about, the violations of our Constitution. Don't forget, Constitution Day is this Saturday. And if you haven't taken the time to read the Constitution, but you can't understand the Constitution without reading the Declaration of Independence. Very important to understand both of those founding documents. So a lot of conversation about that and then the stories that are associated with it. Hour number two, we just finished up with Claire Lopez talking about Iran and the nuclear issue. And before that, Chuck Wolf education with parental values in mind. And there is an answer. It's called faithprep.com. Faithprep.com. If you're sitting there at home and you're saying, man, I know my kids are getting indoctrinated. My 8-year-old is being told, literally, this is right out of the National Sex Education Standards. Explain common human sexual development, including masturbation. 8 years old. 8 years old, we want you to understand how to masturbate. Oh, and we want you to know the potential role of hormone blockers on young people who identify as transgender. At 8 years old. And it goes on from there. At any rate, there is an answer to that. And it's faithprep.com. Be sure to check it out. All right. I'm so pleased to welcome my next guest to the program, Newsbusters, censortrack.org, T. Rose Mandelberg. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I do have some sad news, folks. I haven't covered it in my other hours intentionally because it just seemed kind of like a very much of a news item, but it is significant. And I had the pleasure of having him on my radio show, and we actually were texting back and forth about him possibly coming here and speaking. And I'm so sad to have to announce that Judge Ken Starr passed away yesterday, and our thoughts and prayers and condolences are sent out to his family. He was a very godly man. Someone that I know whose name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and so our thoughts and prayers are with him, but we also rejoice in knowing that he is in heaven. I want to also bring up something else, too. The Epoch Times has a story out, and we've been talking about it a bit this morning, but it is really important, and it has to do with the treatment of those that are being held based on trespassing on January the 6th. Yes, trespassing. Some of them haven't even been arraigned yet. The brutal truth about their jail lockdown is found at the Epoch Times. And I want to pay tribute to and remember these names: Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boylan, Kevin Greeson, Benjamin Phillips, and Brian Sicknick. And Brian Sicknick's story is not that he was killed by protesters, but that he was neglected by the D.C. Capitol Police, who at 3 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. were told, this man is not well, there's something wrong with him, we think he's having a stroke. Medics who were there, trained medics who were there, who were a part of the protest, looked at him, brought him to officials and said, please take care of this man. At 3 o'clock, he was ignored. At 8 o'clock, he was found wandering somewhere and again led back to the command post wherein he was. They said, you got to get this guy some attention. They didn't. And it wasn't until he got home that he was finally taken and examined, and at that point it was too late. And that is very sad. T. Rose, lots of other stories for us to cover as well today. What do you got on your agenda?
Yeah, Pastor Greg, there's a whole bunch to cover. As sort of transition, I think that with all the stuff we're about to cover, and then also these two, you know, the tragedy of Ken Starr and also what's going on with these families from January 6th. Like, I think it's just so important to advocate for the power of prayer and the power of what our Lord can do, because so many people are, I bet, are in, you know, are in turmoil with so many things that are going on with the world. And I think Jesus is oftentimes neglected in those situations. But, you know, he makes the evil good. And I think that we can just seek him in all of these situations. On the same kind of vein, let's see, I think it was last week, Kamala Harris was selected to speak at the National Baptist Convention in Houston, Texas. Now, Kamala Harris claims she's a Christian, but I just saw this and I said, you've got to be kidding me, because Kamala Harris is one of the biggest abortion advocates that there is, and abortion is not at all in line with Christianity. So it was just so ironic that she was selected to be the presenter for 2,000 faith leaders.
Yeah, stunning, I think, would be the, you know, the more appropriate, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's like, are you have got to be, so somebody's lost their mind.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's all I can think of is that somebody has legitimately lost their mind to believe that this is somehow acceptable.
Right, that's right. Yeah, she was referencing the Bible, and she talked about 1 Corinthians, and then she said, so she referenced that and was like, these are all reasons why I think my body, my choice is applicable, and how anybody who has pro-life legislators are extremists. So then she, you know, references the Bible to sort of what she attempted to do was validate her claims. But you can't just cherry pick the Bible in for moments that you want to validate your claims. You know, you can't just say, well, the passage says this. You have to look at things in context. And she doesn't do that at all. She just picked a verse that she thought was applicable, and then she disregarded all the other parts where it says, you know, thou shalt not murder, or I knit you together in your mother's womb, which clearly indicate the sanctity of life that she completely neglected. And it honestly was pretty inappropriate. She was at a convention for faith leaders who, I mean, if they claim to be a faith leader, they should be reading the Bible and know that abortion is not in any way, shape, or form appropriate. It's not biblical.
Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. I'm sitting here looking for the email that you sent me, and my email has been absolutely bombarded this morning, and so I'm not even able to find it. I'm trying to pull it up, and it won't even pull up. What email how did you send that to me? Do you know?
I think I just sent it to your email. I can send it again for you.
Yeah, send it to me again, because it's gotten completely and totally buried, and I was trying to find those those quick links very quickly, and I'm having no success.
Yeah, there's a video in just
Okay, our connection went south. You're breaking up. I can't understand you.
Shoot.
Try again. Hello. No, it's just a really nasty echo. Let me try calling you back.
All right.
Oh, no, that sounded better for just a second. Try it again.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I can hear you clearly now.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Yeah, go ahead and send send me that email again if you could.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'll be looking for it. All right. So what for her to be speaking at a Baptist gathering, but you know what? I have to be honest with you. It doesn't surprise me.
No.
Because, let me see.
Well, she had said, for me and President Joe Biden, faith guides our work every day, and then claims that all of her accomplishments, she boasted, and she said, all of our accomplishments, being a first black woman to do this, first black woman to do that, these are all acts of faith. And I'm thinking to myself, where has President Biden showed that he is, quote unquote, a devout Catholic or that he's a man of faith? And first off, any of his positions of elected officials, but especially during his presidency so far.
Yeah, there isn't any. There isn't any. National Baptist Convention. I'm not even familiar with who these guys are. National Baptist Convention, USA. And what do they believe?
Well, they believe that Kamala Harris should be at their convention as a prominent faith leader.
Here we go. What we believe. We believe the Bible was written by men, divinely inspired. We believe in the one true God, the fall of man, the way of salvation, justification, freeness of salvation, free to all, okay, regeneration, repentance, and faith. And interesting. Well, folks, you know, you can't have someone who is arguing for the killing of infants at your convention and then pretend to claim Christianity when you're making offerings to Moloch.
Right. And I think people what's unfortunate, Pastor Greg, is that for an organization of this magnitude to put on something and then present none other than Kamala Harris, newer Christians or people who maybe don't understand the full capacity of the Bible, they're gonna see that and they're just gonna accept it. They're gonna say, oh, okay, well if they presented her and promoted her, then that means that she knows what she's talking about. But that's not the case. And that's why I think it's so important to advocate for everybody to fully research and, you know what's going on and not listen to just the mainstream media, because that's gonna tell you one side of the story and paint things in a specific light that may not be true whatsoever.
Well, and speaking of, you know, creating these kinds of narratives, your next story has to do with the California high school and a teacher who decided that he would define fascism as if you're white, if you're heterosexual, and if you're Christian, then you're likely some kind of a fascist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It was in high school in San Diego, which obviously we know California is on the brink.
Yes, quite liberal. Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Hey, we need to take our break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chun Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I apologize, folks. I was just becoming a little frustrated that I had seen T. Rose's email in my email box. I was actually going to respond to it, and then something happened, and I got distracted last night and didn't get that done. But then all of a sudden, it is literally was not there. So here's a story. Here's a story for you. And this was the one, I was like going, I can't even believe, but of course it doesn't really surprise me in any way, shape, or form. But this is Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. Recently, by the way, Hillary Clinton said that she had no regrets about being married to Bill. Now, I'm going to say this. I, from the perspective that marriage is covenantal, okay, and that I think a lot of people today don't understand what that means. When you make a covenant in marriage, you've made a covenant. And that's why it's important that you're on the same page when you come together. Don't let some kind of infatuation or whatever be the driving force. That would not be good. That being said, there are some other things that are going on here. So in all my existence, I never thought I'd have to write a piece about a former first lady and her daughter discussing a song that talks about a wet ass vagina. hello. Okay. That's the song.
Yeah.
Tell me about this story. Mind blown.
Pastor Greg, my boss is a male, and he came to me and he said, I think you need to write this and not me. And I said, oh, great. I should get good workman's comp for this kind of trauma you're putting me through.
Is that sexual harassment? So, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
So basically, for those who don't know, Megan Thee Stallion did a little rap ditty with Cardi B last year, I want to say. And like you said, it's called the WET, A-S-S-P-U-S-S-Y. So we'll just call it the WAP, the W-A-P. So basically, Chelsea and Hillary Clinton, the mother-daughter duo, they have a little show for Apple TV, and it's called Gutsy. And supposedly they go around the nation driving in a car. I assume this is all just part of the skit. But they go and they interview inspirational women. They talk about, you know, they've interviewed Kim Kardashian and just figures, you know, feminists, essentially, that they think are, quote-unquote, inspirational. So they interviewed Megan Thee Stallion and the, you know, the trio were just Pinky Campuses, and they were talking about this rap song. And Hillary Clinton was like, you know, I came to awareness of you, Miss Megan Thee Stallion, when you released your rap song. And Chelsea added that it's great to see women be so fierce. So now fierce apparently means being naked in front of a screen and shaking your booty and screaming about your, you know, lady lower bits. So I just watched this and I was like thinking to myself, what first ladies think, like in good conscience, with, like, how is this dignifying, you know? She's just sitting with this woman who talks about her rap, and she's boasting about it. She's really praising the song. I would be so humiliated if I sat there with my mother and talked about this kind of song, this vulgarity that Megan Thee Stallion is portraying. But to them, they were thinking, wow, this is an inspirational woman who can sing about her rap. What?
Yeah, it's wow. quite stunning, to say the least.
Yes.
Quite stunning, to say the least.
Like you said, I mean, I'm very traditional. I, you know, do not support divorce. But I think the Lord has the power to heal marriages and you know, provide miracles. But, so I'm not saying that Hillary should regret her decision to marry him, but I did mention in the piece, I said, you know, this is an episode that they aired, and I said, I bet Bill Clinton loved this episode because it probably reminded him of that intern that he took a liking to during his presidency.
Wow. Wow. All right, we're going to take a break. T-Rose, thank you. Get more at Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. CensorTrack.org. I'll be back. Robert Davi joins me. My Son Hunter is the film. He's the director. It's an astonishing film. You really should see this, and we'll tell you why coming up right after this. Thanks, T-Rose.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, we're going live. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I've had this issue before. Sometimes Zoom gets a little goofy on us. Why don't we try, let me see, I'm going to send a quick message. And let's do this. There we go. Okay. I believe Robert's going to try to give us a quick phone call back. Robert Davi, the director, while he's doing that, let me play this brief. This is from my son, Hunter. Let me show you this.
But first, you have to follow the influence.
Tell you what's going down. Devin Archer is telling Joe Biden he just joined the board of the Ukraine energy company Burisma. At the same time, VP Joe is the point man for President Obama in Ukraine. So the obvious next question is,
where's Hunter?
Can you hear me?
Okay, maybe it didn't happen exactly like this, but metaphorically speaking.
I hear you great.
Okay.
Hunter never actually went to Ukraine during all this. But don't let that fool you. 3 weeks later, he was appointed to the board of Burisma.
Like my dad says, we never discuss my businesses, period. My word is a Biden.
And there you go, folks. That is a brief preview of the film My Son Hunter. My Son Hunter. And I am live with my friend and the director of My Son Hunter, Robert Davi. Robert, golly, it's so good to see you.
Great to see you, Pastor. How you been?
Oh, brother, you know what? For a guy that got in a fight with a truck and won, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Keep on trucking.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, wow. This film is just, it's so well done. It's so well
done.
Thank
you.
Yeah. It's, you know, you come away from this with some sympathy towards Hunter and his background and kind of, you know, I mean, you're looking at this guy and you go, man, this kid is just, he's a man now, but this kid's messed up. He's just messed up.
Well, you know, it's, you know, the country, I mean, I've had family members that have suffering from addiction, still suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son who is on and off, been to a ton of rehabs, great human being. I mean, terrific, really, and just struggling. And
yeah.
In life, in a way. Now, addiction doesn't, I don't care who you are, what stratosphere of the society you're in, you're going to be plagued by it. And the fentanyl pouring across this border is horrific, what's happening.
Yes, sir.
You know, and they're not doing anything. And as the father of our country, who should be taking care of his citizens and not a partisan man, letting in people from that want to destroy us in certain ways,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like he was able to, and it's difficult, because you could be a good father and a good mother and not take care of your child. I know many movie star parents that have lost kids
yeah.
because of addiction. So yeah. I didn't want to demonize that aspect of it.
Right, right. No. Well, I think you do a really good job of not, you know, not demonizing that, and of making it, you know, kind of the idea that, you know, he doesn't like the fact that he's an addict. He didn't really want to be an addict, but
there's a self-loathing in there that anything, you know.
Yeah.
I've read many books on addiction. I've gone to Al-Anon when an ex had it, and I researched it very,
mm-hmm.
talking to the best minds on addiction. So I know yeah. quite a bit about the addiction and the behind the scenes of it. But mm-hmm. the underneath it all here is a father and son story that leads to the corruption or alleged corruption and influence peddling.
Yeah.
So someone hitting the crack pipe 15 hours every 15 minutes, talking to heads of state and corporations and businesses and creating all this opportunity.
Right.
Is suspect. And as the father says, you're the smartest man I know. and to not take culpability for it
right.
is astounding.
Right.
You know, not to take any culpability for it. I don't know what, I don't know. I never talked to my son on any business dealings. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Come on, how can you believe that? I mean,
yeah.
But they do. I'm more worried, Pastor, about the apathy.
Well, let's talk about, too, because you expose, I mean, there's a lot to digest in what you expose in the film. It really goes, you know, into these dealings and the criminal aspect of it, and Biden's more concerned about, you know, what it's going to look like than he actually is about the actual actions and the implications of those actions and the damage that they do. You used a lot of different resources to pull together these facts. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, sure. Well, the Unreported Society, mm-hmm. two journalists, three actually, that run that film, McAleer and McAnally and Magda Cicada. And, of course, they've done exposing, you know, tremendous research on it, as did Peter Schweitzer, his book, and many other areas of that. I even read Hunter's own autobiography, Beautiful Things.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Gadawa put this all into a blender, and then when I got the script, I then unblended some of it and put in my seasonings, mm-hmm. as you have to do as a director to create a vision for a film. But
sure.
this comes from, you know, research and stuff that's qualified, most of it. You know, like it says in the beginning of the film, this is not a true story except for all the facts. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that can watch the film and say that didn't happen, which they do, actually, on the left. People that haven't seen the film, or they'll say this never happened. And I got that exactly out of Hunter Biden's mouth, out of his autobiography.
Right.
But they refuse. This is the danger. They refuse to believe or to accept. And that's the danger in our democracy, that the media and
decides what facts are and what facts aren't.
And big tech mm-hmm. has kept the blinders on. It's like looking at, you know, it's like looking here.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, and we accept it. And the left, even when you show them a film like this, which is indicting to the media, to me, the big issue is the media. They're the enemy as much as anything else, because the culpability of not exposing the story.
Right.
And still trying to deny it till today, when we know the New York Times and the Post. You saw the film. You know, at the end, we say, I mean, it's quite indicting what you see on at the end of the film.
Oh, I thought, and I don't want to give this away, but the young lady that you bring into the situation, who has, you know, kind of this change of conscience, as it were, I seriously thought that she was going to get whacked. I mean, I was sure that was the next thing.
Quite a few people have said that. And the story is told, for those of you who haven't seen it, please see it.
Please.
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 Go to mysonhunter.com.
Yes.
It's edgy. Yes. It's funny. It's satirical. It's got heart, as much as you say. And it's got a lot of corruption and a lot of exposure. I've got a great cast. Lawrence Fox plays Hunter Biden brilliantly. English actor.
Yeah, I saw that. He's got quite a resume. Yeah.
Yeah, and his father is James Fox, who did all these David Lean movies.
Okay.
And his uncle is Ed Fox, who did Day of the Jackal. So he comes from a lineage of that. And I can't be struck by watching the funeral procession today in London, which I was there a month ago. I was at Westminster a month ago. And to see this... We'll talk about that in a second, because it's so important for us to bring that up for a second in the context of our society today.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, and then we have Gina Carano, who plays the Secret Service agent. You've got John James, who plays Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And this young girl, Emma Gojevic, from I found in Serbia, who is a left-wing activist, who is a stripper. Mm-hmm. A dancer, an exotic mm-hmm. dancer, let's mm-hmm. say stripper, an exotic dancer,
right.
to pay for her college education. College.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to pay for her college education. And she's the one that hooks up with Hunter Biden. And when she does, the story starts to unravel of who he is. She doesn't know at first.
Right.
So it takes you on a journey, and she goes on a journey bringing the audience
with her.
And as you said, and that was quite astute, the idea of having someone like her bring you through this story and then think what's going to happen, because she has to come to a whole turnabout about the events that the mainstream media has sold her on.
Well, and the fact that we're going to have to take a quick break in a second, but the fact that she has the kind of the behind the scenes. Actually, folks, I'm going to hold this break. Because I know you're going to have to go in just a few minutes, because you've got something coming up behind that. So I'm going to hold the break. Yeah. We'll take it.
We have 10 more minutes we can go if you want.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, so let me get this quick break in.
Go ahead.
And then, we'll be right back. Okay, here we go.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm talking to my good friend, Robert Dobby, and he is the director of My Son, Hunter, and we were kind of diving in there, to how this relates to some of the broader scope, and then you were talking about being in London, and then talking about the procession for the Queen. Let me let you kind of tie those pieces together.
Yeah, well, I was in London about a month ago. I gave a concert. They were screening Die Hard. And they had John McTiernan, the director, give a Q&A and myself, and I did a concert of about half a dozen songs, ending with Let It Snow. And the conversation...
That's right, you're a classical pianist.
No, sing.
Sing! Right.
I travel. Right. Yeah, you have that's to play right. one of my cuts. I'll send you some stuff.
Oh, please! We're going to do it! Yeah!
Dobby sings Sinatra. Quincy Jones calls me the best doing it in the world today, basically, and... my album went to number 6 on Billboard Jazz. You can get it on Amazon and iTunes. Dobby sings Sinatra. But anyway, but I was in there. I was right across from Westminster and Big Ben and the Thames. And in the building where Churchill gave his speech in 1941 that he would not talk to Hitler. Historic speech. And I'm looking outside and just the beauty of it all, of history, of Western civilization that's under attack. Under attack.
Oh, yes.
And now I'm watching the procession. And yesterday in Scotland, and today in London, and Ireland, and how today's in Westminster. And the call of faith, the dignity, the solemnity, the respect.
Yeah.
Now, underneath, we know... Look at monarchies, papal, people are human. There's things that are going to go down. But the essence of tradition is so important. The essence of tradition is what can tie this world together. And we've lost the traditions. They've killed Christmas, and they're trying to. Mm-hmm. They've done so many things to... And you think about this. People were criticizing the monarchy because it was imperialism and colonialism and everythingism and all of that ism, and the West, what the West did to the this and that. And we're letting it happen. We're letting them take the narrative right out of our mouths. and we're letting them say, you know, we wouldn't be better off if the West did what they did. Now, it's incredulous.
I mean, the people who are saying this, number one, wouldn't even be here. I mean, they wouldn't exist. And they would say, in a self-deprecating way, well, that would be better that I'm not here. I'm, you know, I know that I'm part of the problem. You should admit the same thing. But we're
talking about our politicians. I'm talking Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Obama, that have turned down. Look at Mount Denali in Alaska at one time was called Mount McKinley. And this is what I mean about tradition and about the historical significance of things. I don't know if you know this. Mount McKinley is the highest peak in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, and I wrote an article on Breitbart, who distributes this film, by the way. It's the first film Breitbart's distributing, My Son Hunter. Go to mysonhunter.com, if I may.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what happens is he changed the name from Mount McKinley to Mount Denali. Now, it's in Denali Park, but locals knew it was Denali. But McKinley was against slavery. He instituted the gold standard. He opened up Alaska. On and on, the accomplishments. He was a towering figure in the Republican Party, McKinley. And Obama, with a stroke of the pen, says it's no longer. And I wrote an article saying that this is the beginning of attacking the iconic figures in our country.
Right.
And I said that sometime they'll be tearing down statues of Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson and JFK. And I says, irrespective of their faults as human beings, there's a towering, and even Martin Luther King, criticized by some.
Mm-hmm.
We are losing our society. We are letting our politicians sell this country out to the highest bidder, and this film gives you a peek inside of that.
And a peek inside of the deals behind the scenes and how those things are done. In particular, that one scene, right, where the Chinese representative is sitting there talking to Hunter, you know, with kind of a wink and a nod, right? You know,
right.
And
this happened. This actually happened.
Yeah.
This deal happened
with the big guy.
With the big guy.
It is just really, really. You watch this and you walk away too thinking, how in the world could they have gotten away with this?
Because of the complacency on both sides of the aisle. I'm telling you, it's the only reason how they can do it. How often have we heard the covering? Look at Mitch McConnell's wife. Has a relative who's the head of all of transportation owned by the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden was the point man for Hollywood in China. When Xi Jinping was the vice president, Joe Biden made the deals for Hollywood to come into China. And he had the backing of Hollywood. So when you have this, and the people don't know the deals going on,
right,
and the special interests, they're not representing us. I'm sorry. You know, and I've heard even from and I'm kind of upset because I did a show called Profiler in 1996 and 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I was played a character, Bailey Malone, who before CSI and before Criminal Minds, we were the ground setting show.
Okay.
And I went to Quantico to meet the guys and train, and I went to D.C. and I met wonderful FBI agents. And I got FBI Man of the Year in 2001 in Los Angeles. And friends with many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the corruption that's, or alleged corruption, but how can you, in seeing what the FBI is doing today, seeing the politicization of our Justice Department,
yes,
and the polarization of it, it's astounding what's happening to it. It's frightening.
Well, the targeting, look at the Dyschenko thing.
Yes.
You know, the information just came out. I mean, how do you take a guy that you know was lying to you and then turn him into a witness and put him on your payroll?
And they said, and I don't know, I really implore your witnesses. We have to, without being crude, but this film is like a middle finger to all those people out there denying this story.
Right.
And that are denying our ability to understand what's really happening behind the scenes in deal making, and both sides being culpable to this issue. Like I said,
Well, and when you mention about, you know, China and Hollywood, you know, I think about Chris Fenton and the book that he wrote. But Chris was right in the middle of that. You know, he says, I've had him on my show. He's like, look, I didn't understand it. I did not, you know, I was on a side of this that it, I didn't connect these dots.
Yeah. Well,
and now he does. And he's written a book about it. You know, I think it's called Red Dragon.
Okay.
And you know, it really, you know, it goes very deep into his role in it and what was going on and specifically what was happening. Steve Bannon has had him on, you know, to talk about it.
I hate to cut this short.
No, you got
to
jump. Okay.
I got to jump. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. Okay? Yes. All right.
All right, Pastor.
Love you, brother.
Thank
You're
so
always
love
in
you.
My prayers. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And yours mine.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Robert Davi, folks. Robert Davi. And what a gentleman. What a true gentleman. And a true star, you know, throwback. I think in the sense in the really just the most positive sense to you know, Hollywood's when I think there was actually some decency in what they were trying to do with film. All right, Robert Davi, MySonHunter.com. Be sure and check it out, MySonHunter.com. Lots more coming at you. We've got the sheriff tomorrow. We've got Nan Sue tomorrow. We've got George Carneal tomorrow. We've got a whole lot of stuff coming at you tomorrow. Don't miss a minute of it. I'll be back. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.